Welcome to PM. Arguably decades in the making, the Catholic Church has today announced that it will join the government's national redress scheme for victims of child sexual abuse. It is a major breakthrough, as the scheme was one of the key recommendations from the Royal Commission into institutional responses to child sexual abuse. The Catholic Church is the first major non-government organisation to join the scheme, which is expected to begin operation on the 1st of July. It's also expected the West Australian government will soon join the scheme, being the last holdout among the states. As well today, the lower house of federal parliament passed legislation to make the scheme a reality. The Social Services Minister Dan Tehan spoke just a short time ago in Canberra about the developments. Let's hear a little from him now.
Today's development is incredibly welcome and I think now goes a long way to making sure that we will have a national redress scheme which is comprehensive and will reach as many survivors as we possibly can.
Minister, will the scheme be ready to take applications by July 1 as the plan?
If we get the legislation through the Senate, and all the discussions that I've had with senators has been incredibly positive, then yes, the scheme will be ready to be up and running by 1 July.
And can you detail your discussions with the WA government? You're confident, obviously, they'll eventually join?
They have been very constructive. There were three issues that we needed to finalise with the Western Australian state government. All those issues have been finalised.
So there'll be some kind of federal agency set up, will there, to look at these sorts of applications?
There will be a federal agency, for want of better words, to set up to administer the scheme. And one of the pleasing things about what the Catholic Church has done is all the dioceses and all the Catholic orders are going to come together under the umbrella of one company, which means the ability for the federal government to administer redress to survivors of abuse in Catholic institutions will be made a lot easier and a lot simpler.
The Social Services Minister Dan Tehan speaking in Canberra a short time ago. Tom Eagledon, our reporter at that news conference.